From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by Lifetime Television to take a sneak peek at the new movie, 12 Men of Christmas, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, December 5th on Lifetime. Tony and Emmy Award-winning actress Kristen Chenoweth, who was born in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, stars in the original Lifetime movie that is adapted from a novel by Philippa Ashley. But Kristen plays a New Yorker in the romantic comedy. And when her character E.J. Baxter loses her high-powered publicity job and her fiancé, both on the same night during the office holiday party, she escapes everything by taking a job in Montana and channels her energy into helping raise funds for the local search and rescue team. And Melissa, did you like her idea of how to raise funds?
Yeah. Well, of course. What girl wouldn't?
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and elaborate on
yeah.
that?
Her idea is to produce a calendar featuring the guys on the rescue team. But she faces some resistance from some of the men, but she's determined to fill all 12 months and has her eye on someone special for Mr. December.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, of course, it's, you know, the guy that she meets at the very beginning of the movie when she moves to Montana, and they totally, you know, can't stand each other at the beginning. And you can guess what happens from there.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Was that Josh Hopkins from Cougar Town
yes.
playing
yes.
Will? The
yes. Yes, the one that she can't stand and he can't stand her, but there's lots of sparks that fly. And,
yeah.
And they are, both of them are really good. I really enjoyed their performances. And it's a cute movie.
Yeah. Well, this movie, believe it or not, was shot in 20 days.
Really?
I don't know what month of the year it was shot, but Kristen did mention that it was kind of cold in the scene where she was fly fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And also she gets to experience rock climbing in the movie.
Did they really shoot it in Montana?
I don't know that either.
Because it was really, really pretty where it was.
Yeah,
it looked like it was in Montana, but... I loved the rescue dog. I loved the scenes with her and the rescue dog, and when they were trying to take the pictures, those were some of my favorite, when they were trying to get the guys to pose and look natural mm-hmm. for the calendar shots.
And, you know, most of the guys were, you know, quite handsome, but a couple...
A couple like, needed a little help.
Yeah, wasn't the mayor one of them?
Yes. And he was in the hot tub, if I remember correctly.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, but it ended up raising a lot of money.
And yes, it did.
And they got
it
a
worked.
New helicopter for the search and rescue team, so that was awesome.
And surprisingly, you know, Kristen Chenoweth, a Tony Award-winning performer, singer, extraordinaire, she doesn't sing a single note in this movie.
Mm-mm. No, she didn't.
But her comment on that was, I didn't care whether I did or not. I always tell people, as long as it makes sense, I'll consider it. I love that I can do that, but sometimes it just doesn't make sense. And I guess it didn't really make sense in this movie.
No, I just really like her as an actress. I haven't seen her in anything where she wasn't good.
I agree.
So it's worth watching just for her.
Yeah, even though, you know, kind of predictable story, not really a typical Lifetime movie either, because it's, you know, wasn't, you know, true, you know, based on a true tragic story, really.
Yeah, that's true. It was predictable to a degree, but it was still sweet, and it was still believable, and that's all that matters.
I thought so, too. So, Melissa, from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate 12 Men of Christmas?
I'd give it a 7.
Well, that's awesome.
What would you rate it?
That's what I figured it was worth, because it's a 7, because it was cute, and Kristen Chenoweth is entertaining to watch. So get into the Christmas spirit at 8 p.m. Saturday, December 5th, with 12 Men of Christmas on Lifetime. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV program. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.